Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? This is Robert Ori.
Ori, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ori for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ori from downtown.
All right, let's go. Show number two. Big Shot Bob Pod, B-Dog Brandon Harper. I'm Rob Jenners, of course, seven-time NBA champion Robert Ori. With us always, Google Alerts set up. Everyone's watching everything it does, so we're covered. Just thank you again to Clayton Crowley from the Tuesday show for joining us and sitting in for the full hour. A lot of fun, good dude. A lot of good videos on his channel, and I think we should keep him connected to the show because he does a really good job, man. He might be able to do some cool, fun stuff with us in the future.
It's weird. We was talking about Caitlin Clark, and then we had Clayton on. I'm like, man, it's a tongue
Clayton
twister going
and
on right
there. It was just, screwed you all up, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole thing got twisted. The whole thing got twisted up.
Clayton Clark.
By the way, are you excited for March Madness? Do you get into like the tournament and all that stuff?
I love it.
Because I mean,
man,
we're sneaking up on it, man. It's I think a couple weeks out.
I love it just because of the upsets. I watch it just for the upsets. I like to see the big dogs go down, man. And for me, the stories of these kids, you know, what the adversity they had to go through to get to where they are.
Yeah.
So many wonderful stories. So, and you hate that it only happens during March Madness because some of those stories need to be spotlighted throughout the season, but they're not. I love March Madness.
It's funny because I won't watch much college basketball. Like here and there, I'll pick up a game or watch a second half of something because it's on. But I will watch as much March Madness as I possibly can. And I don't know who the guys are. I don't know who's good, who's bad, who sucks. I go off of seeding, which is terrible because I think that's what every casual college basketball fan does. But I can't get enough of it, man. Like, I don't know if there's any other. I mean, the playoffs in every sport are great. But there's something just different and special about March Madness, man. Like, what's it like as a guy who got to play in it? Like, what's versus watching it? Being in,
you know, when I first got to Alabama, the first thing Wimp said is, "We gonna fucking win, because if we don't make the NCAA tournament, and our team is not in tournament, and that's some bullshit." Mm-hmm. And so, to be able to play in it and to try to get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight and move on was, you know, it's the one time where you are like focused in college. You know, you got times where you're like, okay, my girlfriend's, you know, tripping. You know, my studies aren't going the way I want to. You block out all that noise, and you just, okay, it's one and done. This is where you're going to shine.
Win or go home.
This is where you make your name. Because I think about the whole world knew who Danny Manning was when he carried Kansas to a championship. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the whole world knew who Carmelo Anthony was when he carried his team to a championship. Mm-hmm. So this is where you make your mark, man. And so that's what I was thinking about, mm-hmm, making a mark.
Good for you. Is it beyond stressful, or is it just like anything else? Because I know you said you never got nervous for the finals.
Yeah.
I would imagine win or go home is got a lot more stress on it.
It was oddly weird that you don't know any better, because you got the Superman syndrome where you think you're invincible, you won't ever get hurt, and you just go out, you just play the game because you're kind of cocky and confident. Mm-hmm. And you go out like, oh, we're going to win this game, you know? And sometimes you have a tendency to look past the team. I know I learned from my freshman year. We looked past USA to at Michigan, who went on to win it that year.
Yep.
And we got beat by USA. From that moment, everybody said, no, don't look past anybody. Don't think about the next team. Think about the current team you're playing. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Speaking of the postseason, we had a reference to playoff Jimmy this week. Mm-hmm. I didn't put this on the Tuesday show just because I thought it was kind of out there, but I wanted to get your take on it. Jimmy will often refer to himself in third person as playoff Jimmy. Well, playoff Jimmy's the best. Playoff Jimmy can just take over the postseason. And he's not wrong. But while it feels cocky, he ain't wrong. There's something about Jimmy Butler. When he hits the postseason, it's like a switch goes off. And I don't want to say he's a different player because he's always a great player, But it's like, I don't know, there's something about the postseason with Jimmy Butler. Just bing, everything changes for him. So he said, quote, this week, I'm the best player in the game and the best player on the floor in the playoffs. And you can't really be mad at him for it because he ain't wrong. But who was the best player that you ever got to play with when the lights were brightest? Not counting yourself. I'm sure you probably watched Clayton's video a few times, got yourself a little hyped up by yourself. But because, I mean, you know the guys that we used to watch that were just like automatic in the
post. This is going to sound very weird. Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell, okay, from the moment he was a rookie, something about the playoffs, he stepped up big time. He did it. Of course, Kobe did it. Shaq did it. You know, but I'm trying to think of the non-superstars that everybody.
Yeah, the guy that just when it was postseason time, the switch went off, yeah, and that was.
I think for me, it was Sam Cassell. You know, from you think about the big shot he made as a rookie against, you know, New York, and then just going on when he was playing with Minnesota. You know, moving on to other teams. I say Sam Cassell, out of the guys I played with.
Yeah. Harp. Is there a guy, and it can be Kobe, if that's the guy that's on your mind. But
give me that question one more time.
Just somebody
MJ
who
too. MJ is the ultimate one, though.
Yeah, for me, it's always been Jordan.
Yeah, somebody
the guy who's just at his best when it matters most in the postseason.
Oh, at his best. Yeah, Kobe's there. But I feel as though it was somebody else. But yeah, Kobe. I mean, yeah, we've seen.
But I mean, he's wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Kobe's the obvious. Like, yeah.
But so is Michael Jordan.
Yeah, those are guys.
But that's
yeah.
not the wrong answer.
It's not wrong.
I mean? Yeah.
But I was trying to find some other guys who were really good, but they turned it up a notch when they went to the playoffs, and it's memorable. Like, you remember them turning it up.
Can I throw LeBron James into this conversation?
Yeah, I feel as though he over there would.
Even though he's exceptional all year.
Yeah.
There's something a little extra with LeBron James in the postseason.
Yeah.
There always is.
And, you know, you talk about current players. Draymond Green.
Yeah.
He takes it up another notch. Mm-hmm. You know, his intensity, his rebounding, his scoring. I throw Draymond Green into that mix, too.
I'm going to say one guy, but I felt as though it was very short-lived, and he was a lot younger than what he is now. When Paul George was in Indiana –
yeah,
he was a killer in it. Like yeah. him, Roy Hibbert, David West, those guys. What's his name? Lance Stephen. He's crazy still. You know, but even though Paul, like that's where he made his name. Yeah. Like you start heard people. You know, I know lately people called him Pandemic P in 2020 and stuff wow. like that. But he was Playoff P at one point in time. Yeah. You know, he turned it up in the playoffs. He never backed down from LeBron. You know, and that was one of the teams that LeBron, you know, had to really fight to get over.
Yeah. And I know the obvious answer is Michael Jordan, but I it's hard to debate it for me because it's like you always knew. Mm-hmm. It was like you knew it was going to happen. It was like, oh, we need a big shot. Jordan's going to get the ball. They're going to throw everything they got at him, and he's still going to hit a shot.
Speaking of PG, did you see – I don't think you saw it. He said Carmelo's son, we talked about him. And yeah. he sat down with his mom, Lala, and they were asking each other questions. And he was like, one of the questions was, she asked him, like, the GOAT player. And he was like, oh, Paul George. And his mom was like, are you kidding me? She threw the cards at him. She was like, at one point in time, are you going to stop disrespecting your dad? So he was like, well, I put him to the side. And, you know, I don't really count him because he thinks that that's obvious. But we always talked about how Paul George kind of has, like, this younger generation in a chokehold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. when it comes to their GOAT,
really
like,
does, yeah.
you hear LeBron, cool. But a lot of these dudes in the AAU circuit and that are really coming up, you hear Paul George's name a lot. That is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because he can flat out play. You know,
yeah,
when Paul
can.
George is healthy,
yeah.
he can carry a team. You know, that's why when you see players like him, you put Paul George in that Shai Gilgeous position at OKC right now, and it's just his team. He would be the clear-cut MVP right now. That's what we'd be talking about because mm-hmm. Paul George, when he's healthy, he is top five.
He's a bona fide player.
I think, too, a lot of it has to do with the postseason series that you watched as a kid. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So when you're younger and you watch Paul George take over a playoff series in Indiana, that stands out to you. You know, I was when I was in my youth, I was watching Michael Jordan. Right. So he'll always be the one that stands out to me.
And his game is so smooth. It's a smooth game. It's like you could watch it in slow motion and put like a saxophone behind it, and it just it just goes.
It just goes.
It just goes.
Smooth.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
All right, well, I have a question from Andrew about something we brought up on the Tuesday show. You guys mentioned the Celtics beat the Warriors by 52 points on Sunday, a buck 40 to 88.
It's crazy, bro.
Rob, do you remember the worst loss you ever took on a team? Did you ever lose by a 50 burger?
I don't think I've ever lost by 50.
Have you lost by 40?
I ever lost by 50. Huh?
Have you lost by 40?
I don't think I ever lost by 40.
What's the worst loss that you can remember?
It might be like a 25-point loss or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like a team that just boat raced you and you were like, forget it.
No, I can't remember. I have to go back and do some research, but...
Yeah.
You got to have a short-term memory. You don't remember those bad losses. You just move on.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody just coming out and just beating us like a drum like that. Oh, Atlanta Hawks, when I was with the Houston Rockets, when we was on that.
That was when you were on the winning streak, right?
Yeah, we're on the winning streak, and they beat us like a drum. So I think that's the worst beating that we ever had, because the Hawks were hot. You know, they was pissed that we had this long winning streak, and so – getting to the airport, we're getting to the hotel at 4 a.m. Yeah.
On a back to back. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. If you do ever have a question for us, by the way, we're at Big Shot Bob Pod pretty much everywhere, Facebook, whenever the hell it's running, Instagram, Twitter, whatever Twitter is now, all that stuff. And this one came on the Facebook page from our buddy Marcelo. What's with the scuffles lately regarding the unwritten rule of the winning team not taking shots at the end of the game? Why is it an issue? If you have a problem with someone scoring at the end of the game, don't stop playing defense. Should the league make it a written rule that gives the refs the power to end the game once both teams decide it's time to stop playing? A player shouldn't have to take a negative stat because they're winning at the end of the game.
You know, I hate the fact that when teams go to the court and they just take the turnover. I'm a type of player. I'm like boxing. Protect yourself at all time. If you had the ability to score. If you had the ability to play it. Now, I get it. If it's you coming down and I'm going to run the shot clock out to end the game, but if I'm going to run the shot clock out to get a turnover, fuck that. No, I'm not getting a turnover, because it might be something in my claws where I need the points, the rebounds, or whatever it is. So these guys got to, you know, stop that, man. You know, just get over it. You know, they would do the same things. Think about it. The play-in tournament, you have to score. You have to build up your points. And so I think it's a carryover from that, and guys need to understand it's no written rules in basketball. You know, just play the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't bail on defense entirely when there's like 30 seconds left in the game and you know you're losing. Even if you're down by 20, just D up, man.
Yeah, them dudes.
Exactly.
D up.
Yeah, they, you know, it's one of them wave
the
white flags.
But everyone gets pissed. What are you doing shooting? Why are you scoring that? And I was like, come on, dude. Calm down.
Now, if you're up like 60 or 50 – yeah, I might wave the white flag, but shit. If I got Like I had this clause in my contract where I had to play like 30 minutes a game to get a big bonus. If I got a clause in my contract where I got to score like 600 points at the end of the season or something like that, I'm getting buckets, man.
Every bucket you can get.
I'm getting buckets.
Every bucket you can get. Did you see the two kids that broke into the Intuit Dome this week?
No, I ain't hear about that.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see this? Oh, man, this was all over the place. So we had two teenagers break into Steve Ballmer's $2 billion playground. They shot some hoops on some of the baskets that were up. They emptied a fire extinguisher. They climbed to the top of the freaking building and sat up on the roof and looked at the L.A. skyline. They did it all wearing pajamas and Crocs. And they filmed the entire thing and put it up on TikTok. Because
this is a white crime.
Of course they did. That's a good question. I think they were white. I'm not sure. I would have looked that up.
Yes, they were definitely white.
I would have looked that up, though. I'm not positive on that. Apparently, these are seasoned idiots. They've broken into SoFi Stadium as well as Dodger Stadium and posted those exploits on TikTok. So my question for the show is, what's the dumbest thing you ever got away with or got caught doing? As a kid, did you ever get busted for something or get in trouble or you got caught stealing?
I grew up in the South with a black mom. I watched my brothers lead that path. I was a good little kid. The only thing I did was, I got caught, throwing rocks at this old house. Everybody's like, I bet I can break that window pane. And we got in trouble for that. And that's not really much, man. I was a scared good kid, man. I was too scared to get in trouble. Because when you're in a small town, you get an ass whooping by your neighbor, you get an ass whooping by your grandmother, you get an ass whooping by your mama, and if it's worse enough, your dad would get in the car and he would drive and whoop my ass. So that's four ass whoopings. I ain't taking that many ass whoopings for doing something wrong, man.
By the way, well, at least one of these kids is black.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I can't see the one holding the camera, but yeah. Dumb shit like holding a camera for your friend, that seems like a white crime. Every now and then, something like this will happen where I'll tell you a story about one of our stepsons real quick. It was before Shannon and I were together. There was a townhomes being built in the neighborhood, and him and his buddy were probably like 11 or 12. They decide they're going to break into the townhomes that are under construction and be stupid kids, knock some shit over, spill some paint. And he wrote his name on the wall. And then the cops show up at her door, knock, knock, knock. Is this your son? Is his name Cody? How did you know that? He wrote his freaking name on the wall on the house he broke into. So, dumb shit. Like, you posted on Instagram and TikTok and stuff. So these kids have both been identified. They haven't released their identities, but they know who they are. And, I can't imagine they're going to not be in a buttload of trouble.
So, speaking of writing your name.
Okay.
When I was in elementary school, I had this huge, huge crush on this girl. I'm not going to call her name out. And I remember I had by myself coming home from school, and I wrote in chalk on the ground, like Robert loves, I'm just say Dee Dee.
Okay.
For the name, Dee Dee.
Sure.
And you think it'll wash away. So we coming down the street, and we should walk together in packs, and all of a sudden, the girl is in the pack with me. We look down. Robert loves Dee Dee. Oh, you like Dee Dee? I said, no, that's not my name. That's how I spell my name.
I didn't write
that's
that.
Not me. Yeah. And then one of my buddies knew that I had a huge crush. He's like, no, that's not how you spell his name. He backed me up. And we got, I was like, thanks, man. He said, man, why'd you write that shit on the ground, man? I don't know, man. I'm just so in love.
Oh, God. Women make us do dumb shit.
Oh, man.
So that's the only time I ever tagged myself in something like that.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We had a really, what I thought was a really heartfelt and well-presented retirement speech this week. Jason Kelce retired from the NFL. Eagles defensive or offensive lineman. And obviously his brother Travis Kelce. We all know all about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. But I thought, you know, for a guy that's been portrayed as kind of the big, lovable galoof of the family, he's just shirtless at the postseason. He's screaming from the rafters. Really well put together and heartfelt retirement speech. And I'm telling you, man, both of them guys, they got a future lined up after football. Very, very good future ahead of both of them when they decide to stop playing. Obviously, Jason's done. Travis has got some years left in him, but they've set themselves up very well. Did you ever have to do a formal retirement speech, or did you just kind of go, bye?
I just didn't show up. I just stopped showing up. You know,
I've been fired from a few jobs that way. I just stopped showing up.
Yeah, you know, when your contract's up, and do you want to try? I didn't even try to find another team. I'm done. It wasn't about, you know, even leaving a speech. You know, back in the day, you used to have to write a letter and fax it in.
Yeah.
By the way, I just watched Bye-Bye. What's the running back from Detroit? I just watched that. It's really good.
Barry Sanders?
Yeah, Bye-Bye Barry.
Okay.
And that's what I just watched it. But I just, you know, you're supposed to fax in your retirement. I don't think I ever did that. I don't even know if I was supposed to do it.
So you didn't write the letter. You didn't have a speech. You just didn't look for a new contract, and that was that.
No.
You didn't even file.
No, I might have to file for something, man, but I don't know. So.
Interesting. Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you can't access your pension without.
Oh, yes, I can. I already checked on that.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Okay. I'm just asking. Right. My fault.
I already checked on that.
You know he's going to check on the money.
I was just wondering because I'm like, how you have access to the pension if you ain't retired? You ain't filed.
You always check on the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's too much money sitting there waiting on me.
I feel that. I understand that.
Have you ever had an instance in your life where you've had to give a big speech, like a wedding or anything like that? Or
I think I really never had to give something, you know, like that.
In front of a bunch of people and you have to be vulnerable. And I mean, Jason Kelce, dude, you want to talk about grown men crying? This dude was a blubbery mess, his whole speech.
I did that one time where I got honored for an award when they had the All-Star game in Houston. And it was like the Legends Luncheon, a Legends Brunch.
Okay.
And they gave me an award, and I got teared up in that because I felt like, you know, this was something that was, you know, shocking to me that they had acknowledged me, you know, the NBA luncheon. And it was kind of very emotional for me because I had just lost my daughter too. And it was just one of those things where you sit there and you say, thank you for acknowledging me, because there's so many guys like myself that put in this hard work that they're not appreciated because they think it's about, you know, scoring 40 points a game, getting 20 rebounds a game. But it's something to it when guys are able to keep a locker room together, keep teams together, get guys, pick them up, lift them up, stuff like that. So it was really emotional for me because they acknowledged that and said, this is, you know, sort of like with the Rudy T thing, with the Hall of Fame and things like that mean more to players in my situation than, you know, accolades and from, you know, different organizations.
I will tell you, if Naismith ever does call, you're going to be a mess. I can't wait to see that speech.
I'm doing it from right there where you guys are, with you two sitting next to me.
Oh, well, hey, man. I got news for you, man. If Naismith ever calls, we will. I don't care if we're doing this show or not.
We'll be on a plane.
Dude, we're there 100%.
We'll be there with microphones and all, because there's a lot of people to talk to there.
Yeah, there is. Ain't none of them going to sit with us, but we'll be there
This is on behalf of – this is the Robert Ory podcast. If he's going into the Hall of Fame, you're going to sit down and talk with us. This is his moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like we had this conversation about Shaquille, and none of us went to that. All right, last question of the week comes from Dan. I heard Chris Paul say on D-Wade's podcast he thinks he's going to win a title before his career is over. Did no one tell him that his career is basically over and he's playing on a downward-trending Warriors team? How many years do you think he can continue to play at a high level, and do you think he actually gets it done?
Nope.
I don't think so at all. I mean, unless he's...
Not there.
Unless he moves to a contender quickly. Like, unless he's a...
He can always do what a lot of these guys do at the end of their career. You know, you
ring
can
chase.
Go somewhere and mentor someone and sit on the bench and mentor someone and, yeah. You know, and let's think about this. He's already been to OKC once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go there and mentor Shea in the next 2 to 3 years and they might have opportunity with all those picks they got.
It's true.
They might be able to win a championship because, you know, Golden State is, you know, they're just too old now.
They're a dynasty on the downswing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Brother, just Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, guys like that are welcoming you with open arms into the Naismith Hall of Fame. This is what it is. Like, you're a Hall of Famer. You're one of the greatest point guards of all time. But, bro, it's just that it just wasn't in the cards for you to win a title in your career. And it's just you're enshrined. You'll be enshrined forever. You'll just be one of the enshrined members that never had the privilege of winning a title. And, you know, at some point in time, I think you just got to kind of be okay with that.
It's tough, though.
It's tough, yeah.
But I do give him credit as somebody who values the idea of being a contributing part of a championship team. Because I think there's too many guys in today's game that are, I don't care if I win or not. I got paid. I got my bag. I'm fine. You know, like, I'm honest, and this might be out of line. I don't know if James Harden is really concerned with ever winning a title. I don't know if he cares. I don't know if he wants it. I mean, I'm sure he would like it. But I don't think that he's, like, tossing and turning tonight going, man, I'm never going to have a shot to win a title. I don't think he cares. I think he cries himself to sleep on a big pile of money, and he's fine. But you know, Chris Paul cares. He wants to win a championship.
I think James, you know, from watching him, because, you know, I get to see the Clippers play a lot, his game has changed. So I think with the changing of his game and playing with Ty Lue, that he's like, you know what? I can win a championship here.
Well, maybe as you get to the end of your career, where Chris is, all of a sudden you look back and go, well, shit. I had chances, I had opportunities, I didn't get it done, and I really want to get it done. Now, that's not to say he can't win one as a coach somewhere. Maybe if he's mentoring, fine. But, I mean, he might go be a coach somewhere and win one. But I feel like he just wants to get it done on the floor. And in Golden State, dude, I just don't see it happening with the Warriors.
No, not there.
Yeah, mm-mm. Not with the Warriors, man. Sorry.
Yeah, just...
Call the Celtics.
Well, I just don't...
They got a bench spot for you.
I don't know. I just don't see him happen. I don't see it happening for him because I don't know. I don't know how many more years he plans to play.
I'm honestly surprised he's still playing, and that's not me trying to take a shot. I feel like maybe 2-3 seasons ago we were like, oh, he's in Phoenix. This is probably going to be his last hurrah, and here he is still on the floor. So I don't know. I would like to see him get it done, but I don't see a scenario where it happens.
You know, it's so weird. If he ended up back in Phoenix and stayed healthy. That's what they need, you know.
That's true.
A true point guard. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. If they can get Bradley Beal healthy, then who the hell knows?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.